Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported non-commercial radio. That was 3 Foot. They're playing UFO Factory this Saturday night. And it is that time, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's 5 o'clock. It's time for a live band. And in the studio today, we have the band Rip Shark. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Oh, yeah, sir.
All right. It sounds like we're ready to go. Let's get started.
Over and the house is trash. The ghosts in the walls don't wanna go back. But people come and people go, sprinkled with guilt, because I know that we've all done different things we probably shouldn't do. They'll make us go insane. There's no getting away. Drive home, and I'm all alone. I guess I'm giving up, trying to write this song. I'm trying to speak my mind. Daddy's a murderer, your mommy's a thief. When you close your eyes, you don't sleep. Air is way too thick, and the night is way too dark. You ever feel ripped off? So the people do! Like a dog on the loose from a troubled youth. Run like the wind, because nobody wins. I guess I'm giving up. 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 Just nobody.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J with the band Rip Shark. So how are you guys doing today?
Good, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. Weather is a lot better than it was.
Still a little cold, but that's okay.
Yeah, we'll take it.
We'll take it.
So wanted to thank you guys for coming down and playing for us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So for our listeners, why don't you go around the room, introduce yourselves, your name, what you do, and all that good stuff?
My name's Joe Breitner. I play guitar and sing.
My name is Greg Johnstone. I play bass and sing backups.
My name's Mike Valenti, and I play the drums.
He didn't say, that's good.
I'm working on that.
I tell you, I've listened to a lot of people over the years, and even the professionals do that sometimes. I don't care. You know, it's just a natural thing to do.
It is.
It really is. As long as you don't swear, we're cool. After six, go for it. But anyway, how long have you gentlemen playing together?
Well, we've been playing together as multiple projects since we were in grade school. But as this band, this project, it's been since 2016, summer 2016.
Yep, roundabout.
Yep.
So even that's almost 3 years right there, though.
Yeah, it's coming down on that, yeah.
Wow, time flies, doesn't
it?
When you get older, it gets even worse.
Yeah.
That's what your parents always say, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
They're not lying, trust me. Anyway, the great thing about playing music, though, is that's something you can do until they basically close the casket if you desire.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yep.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
So, all right, you guys have any releases out right now that you want to talk about?
Yeah, we do. So we put our first release was kind of like a short album. It was five songs, all of which we're playing today. And that's just recently last year we released a single called Ghosty. So that's kind of what we have out officially right now. We like to be in the studio, so I'm sure we'll have something coming up soon. But that can all be found on Bandcamp if you want to listen to that.
Okay, so as of right now, no physical releases then, right?
That is correct. Nothing physical.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Anybody who has a computer, an iPhone, laptop, whatever, they've got it, right?
Right.
Okay. What was I going to say? Oh, I wanted to ask you real quick, what was the name of that song you just played?
We just played the song Stoned, which is the first track off that short album Mike was talking about. It's called Ripped Off.
Okay. Yeah, if you could just, let me know the titles of the songs, announce them as you go along, that'd be fantastic.
Of course, yeah.
All right, why don't we do another one?
All right, this one's called Sleeper State. Thank you.
so young. But love is funny when it's true.
Live from Studio J with the band Rip Shark. Okay. Well, I'm sure you gentlemen have heard this before, but I'm definitely detecting an influence from Sonic Youth there.
Oh, yeah.
Fans of that band, right?
Oh, of course.
How long?
I don't know. Since we were in high school.
Yeah. Did you ever get to check those guys out live, or?
What, they break up officially kind of in 2014?
Something like that, yeah.
So, yeah. I had only just started going to shows when I was in high school, and then that happened probably right when I was getting into them.
Yeah, I always tell people, every time they give me, you know what, about, you know, my music and all that, it's like, yeah, but I got to go to all the cool shows.
I'm jealous.
I was around for most of them, almost all of them, man. First time I seen them was at, well, it was called the State Theater back then. It's the Fillmore now.
Yep.
And then they headlined, what was it, the third Lollapalooza when it was still a touring tour. And that was a great show. The Thurston and the drummer did a impromptu last minute. It was super secret. It was on the second stage. It was like in the grass, basically, away from everything at Pine Knob. And it was just one long 45-minute jam.
Wow.
That just started out with something really super slow and really quiet.
Yeah.
And then just built up into a crescendo until it was a total frenzy and one big mosh pit at the end.
Love it.
And needless to say, the jersey I bought for that show had permanent mud stains on it. I never got them out.
So that would have been what year, in the 90s?
93, I believe.
I don't know. I got to brush up on my history. I'm on live radio. I'm going to say something. Was that the year that they brought Pavement with them?
I believe so. And I think Beastie Boys were there that day, too.
What a lineup.
Yeah. But enough of that. We're here to talk about you. So anyway, you guys got a couple of shows coming up, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about the first one. That's coming up real soon.
2 days. That's Cashew Cafe, January 26th.
Okay. And who are you playing with? Do you remember?
Yes, we do. Actually, some people that are near and dear to us. We're playing with Slow Curve, which is mine and Mike's cousin. Mike and I are cousins.
Yes.
Phil is in that band. He's our cousin as well.
Ah, so yeah. So it's kind of incestuous, we're talking.
Uh-huh. Yep.
It's going to be a family affair.
And we got one other band. What are they called, Mike?
Las Drogas.
I always say it wrong.
Yeah.
That is actually a second cousin, I believe.
Yeah, it's,
so it's just a huge family.
Further up the tree, but still family.
And they're based out of Yipsy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Or you could say it's like 6 degrees of separation like they do with Kevin Bacon. Huh? Everybody's connected to you one way or another.
It's
cool.
True.
Yep.
Awesome. So look for that Saturday night at the Cadu Cafe on the east side.
Yep.
And what is it they're noted for? The mussels?
Mussels. Yeah. And mussels and feather bowling.
Yeah. So, you know, it, it's a fun time all the way around for everything. Really good Belgian beer, I hear, too, yeah?
Yeah, yep. Plenty of beer.
Ah, I'm there. Anyway.
Right on.
Let's play another one.
Another one? All right.
This is going to be an old one. This song's called Downtown.
One moment while they change their cassette tape.
All right, figure it out. The table's a little wonky.
All right. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Rip Shark.
Downtown.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Rip Shark, playing this Saturday at the Cadu Cafe over there on the east side. You know that place. It's been around forever. It's been around longer than I have, and that's a long time. Anyway, let's talk about at least another couple other shows. I know you got more, and I know you got a big one coming up, don't you?
We do, yeah. So the big one, the big for us, Hamtramck Music Festival, will be playing at Trixie's Bar, which we've frequented quite often this year. So we've made a good connection with them, so they invited us to play for the festival. We're not sure what day and which time yet, but that's all coming together, and we're super excited for that.
All right. Yeah, that's a fun happening. This will be the sixth one, I believe. And everything goes for a good cause. You know how that works, right?
I believe so. I haven't heard much about it, but yeah.
Okay, well, I'll fill you in on the details just a little bit. All the proceeds go to fund musical instruments for the kids in Hamtramck schools.
Awesome.
So last year, I believe they were able to give $10,000 for that cause.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
So that young people can grow up to be like yourselves. Does that sound like a winner?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I know what you're thinking. Too much competition. It's all right. There's plenty of room. Don't worry. But it's definitely a good thing, because anytime you can get into something like music, then that means you're not getting into something else you probably shouldn't.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, if we hadn't spent our time playing music, who knows what we would have gotten into. So.
Yep.
It saved us a few times.
Yeah, for sure.
I hear you. All right. So what do you have for us now?
This is our newest single we put out on Halloween 2018. It's called Ghosty. My life is ending fast, and I can't keep up, because I don't know how to live my life in a constant race. I've been feeling days go way too fast, and I can't slow it down, because I don't know how to live my life in a constant race. I'm gonna wind up crashed, smashed under the overpass. No break, lights could have woken me up. I know it's a dangerous game to be driving so sleep deprived. I've been feeling like my life is ending fast, and I can't make it stop, because I don't know how to keep my mind from drifting off the Midwest roots. And I'm just dead. Wait, my eyes are staying shut. Forced awake by the terrible sound of my skull against the steering. Somebody wake me up. See my body spread out across the interstate. See my body spread out across the interstate. Yeah.
live from Studio J with Rip Shark. Okay, we already talked about Sonic Youth. What are some of your other influences, gentlemen, if you want to go around the room? What got you started to play in the first place?
Neil Young, Stevie Ray Vaughan, guitar guys. I don't know, I'm huge into guitar rock.
Okay. All right. How did you find out about them? Was that like your parents turned you onto it, or just radio, or just accidentally, or?
Parents. His dad is a huge influence.
The drummer?
Mike's
yes,
dad.
Mike's dad,
yeah.
Sorry. I'm pointing like
yes.
You're going to know, right?
On the radio.
On the radio. This isn't TV. Yes, Mike's father, my uncle, has been playing in bands his whole life as well, and he's had the gear, he's had the setup in the basement. So since we could talk, we've been playing, and he would show us stuff, play stuff for us, teach us things. Am I wrong? He did that, right?
No, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's what I remember.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we spent our time doing. You know, Joe and I kind of cut our teeth together as musicians. We've been playing ever since we could physically hold a guitar or hold a drumstick, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about you, Greg?
Well, being that I'm not related by blood, but by music.
That's okay. You're part of the team.
He is.
The 90s, big time for me. I've always loved like the whole grunge scene, the alt-rock of the 90s. So bands like Soundgarden, Stone Temple Pilots, stuff like that, Dinosaur Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I've always loved listening to that. A lot of that stuff influences on my playing, too. I love like the fuzzed out bass kind of stuff too, if you couldn't tell.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame most of those bands aren't around anymore.
Well, we've seen Dinosaur Jr. 3 times, so.
Yes.
Yep.
He's still going. He's still alive and kicking and playing and jamming. That's cool. Dinosaur Jr., yeah. I'm trying to remember that he was part of Lollapalooza. I think that was in 94.
I believe it.
Yeah. But I just wish there were more bands like that nowadays, but unfortunately not. Most of the stuff that's coming out now, I don't know about you guys, but it's like cookie cutter, and it just, I don't know, they all blend in together for me. I can't tell the difference.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of that. There's definitely some gems out there, but I never feel like I'm being bombarded by, you know,
not in the mainstream,
super, super special music, but every once in a while you stumble mm-hmm. onto something.
It's like I remember when I was growing up. I mean, whether you liked or disliked whatever was out there, you could always tell the difference between all the bands. I mean, you just heard the instrument, you heard the vocals, you knew who you were listening to. There was no, well, is that so-and-so? Or, no, right. Wait a minute, maybe it's so-and-so. No. You could tell the difference. But now it's just like all those three-name hard rock bands, I can't tell the difference between them.
Or you got the bands trying to sound like the bands of the past. I won't name names.
Oh, no. We're going to start something we can't finish. We don't have time for that.
That'll always be a thing, though. I mean, you can't help what you're influenced by and what you're playing.
That's true.
I just try and always remember that. You know, somebody might not be into it, but, you know, if your heart's behind it, then all the power to you.
Well, the band that you're mentioning that took away from the other band, they ripped off the older African-American blues artists when they first came out.
Yep.
I mean, they basically pretty much stole the music of those gentlemen.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what goes around comes around.
It does. Yep.
So, but the important thing is you come out with something that's, you know, I don't know, shows your own personality, hopefully.
Right.
What you're all about.
Yep.
And there aren't suits behind you pushing you to do it.
Nah.
We don't even own a suit.
Ace, between the three of us.
So, you're like me. Unless it's a wedding or a funeral, it's not happening. Huh?
Right. I'm with you.
Piece something together.
All right. What do you have for us now?
This song is called Brush. Put out in December 2016, the first single we ever put out, just on Bandcamp. Dusty blues. Got
time to kill. You know that it's such a thrill. One last day, and one last bag. I'm not coming back. So wasting away, wasting our days. Stop wasting a day. You guess what? Suburbia, suburban dreams. You can repeat yourself until you're blue. You hate your job, you hate your life, but what'll that do? We're still away, wasting our days, yeah, wasting our days. Tattoos under your sleeve. Change your tune. Cut your hair. Hide your tattoos under your sleeve. Change your tune. Cut your hair. Hide your tattoos under your sleeve. Change your tune.
Ah, there's that one song. Every week a band does that to me. The one that just ends so abruptly, it catches me off guard. Got to rush for the button. Uh-oh. You're listening to Live from Studio J on WHFR.FM, and we're with the band Rip Shark. Going to be playing Saturday at the Cadieux Cafe. If you want to come down and check them out, and you can find their stuff on Bandcamp. Any other sites that you guys are on? Or?
Oh, we got Instagram, Facebook, you know, those social media, got to be on there.
Oh, yeah, to do business nowadays.
Yep, yeah, way to do it.
But like you said, you avoid the corporates.
Uh-huh, yep.
That's the best part of it.
DIY.
You got it. No one can tell you what to do. You were mentioning Neil Young a few minutes ago.
Yes.
He was always about that.
Yes.
You know, the record companies used to always try to tell him what to do, and he would just tell them no. He says, you can't do that. He'd be like, watch me.
Yep. So not only musical influence, but a character influence.
Right, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Always his own man, and he always followed his heart.
That's right.
You guys ever thought about, like, maybe doing a song by him one of these days?
Actually, we have. We used to cover Don't Cry, No Tears, and we're covering Cinnamon Girl on Saturday, which is, I guess, was a surprise, but now it's out. So.
Well, what we're going to do with it is a surprise.
Yes, yes.
I suppose that can remain a surprise.
Okay, well, we won't tell anybody.
All right.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan. All right, what do we have now?
This is a song called Satellite Love. It goes out to the best cat in the world.
Thank you.
Live from Studio J with Rip Shark. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. All right. So you guys are basically based out of the Detroit area, or?
Yeah, so we're what many would call East Siders.
East Siders, okay.
Kind of grew up just outside of Detroit on the east side, so.
Okay.
That's home.
So you're definitely local.
Yeah, right around the corner.
Actually, we consider anything local to be like the lower part of Michigan, really. We've had a few people come as far as Midland, even Traverse City, you know, depending.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
You know. Obviously, there's only so many places you can play up there, so you got to come down here, right?
That's true.
Nothing against up there. I mean, there's a lot of other great things to do, but
right.
Going to a lot of shows is not one of them.
That's true.
So
great for camping and eating cherry pie, probably.
There you go. All right, so I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything. Besides Saturday and the Hamtramck Festival, which I know you can't give too many details. They got to finalize the plans. It looks like you're probably going to play Friday from what I can see on my end, but other than that.
That would make the most sense, probably.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any other shows besides those two coming up?
February 7th at the Sanctuary.
Yep.
Okay, that's also in Hamtramck.
Yep.
And do you know who you're playing with there?
That, do we know?
Well,
I'm looking at Joe.
D from the Obscenities asked me to do it.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
Yeah.
So them for sure.
Yep.
So the Obscenities.
Okay. So usually Sanctuary does more harder edge shows. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
We weaseled our way into that one.
We've been finding ourselves on punk bills recently, which is fun.
It kind of changes it up a bit, you know.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Again, I know I like to talk a lot about the old days, but that's what I liked about when I was going to shows. It wasn't always about cookie cutter, like, okay, everybody's got to be punk or everybody's got to be metal or everybody's got to be like this, you know. It was always like a good mixture. That's what I always liked about Lollapalooza back in the day.
Yeah.
It wasn't like all one type of band, so there was something for everybody.
You get a good network of people going, and it's just like whoever's down to play, it's good. We're going to do it, you know.
And I don't know about you, but the musicians that I have met in my entire lifetime, the ones that are usually the best are the ones that get into the widest variety of music as far as their taste goes.
It's important.
Yeah, I mean, diversity is,
and
we're pretty good at that, but I mean, there's always, what I like about it is there's always something new to kind of discover, and that's, you know, we don't shy away from playing with any bands that are of a particular genre or group, because, I mean, you never know what you might find, and that's really exciting.
Yeah. In the digital age of things, if I want to look up a very specific genre of music or era of music, all I got to do is type it in to Google, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, new wave bands. Okay. Here we go. Here they are.
Here's a million of them.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, and a lot of the bands, again, going back to my time, they were like multi-genre.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't like say, oh, that's a rock band. It's like, well, no, they got blues, they got funk, they got jazz, they got this. You know, it depends on what song you're asking about. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Keeps it interesting.
Good to be a little confused.
Yeah. Well, I didn't need any help in that category, but that's a different story.
Yeah, we don't most of the time either.
And I got some extra help being confused because I'm from the 70s, so.
Enough said.
Exactly. All right, what do you guys got for me now?
This song has no name. You can find it on our EP Ripped Off under the name Untitled.
Ah, mysterious.
Very clever.
We were talking about that while we were writing out the set list. Well, we've named this 10 different times, and then eventually we were just like, it doesn't have a name, put it out. So that's the story.
The song that shall remain nameless.
The season and how they all tease us every year. In the winter we all whine about the sun and how it won't. Summer we all hide from the days below 65. Let's call it quits. Mother Let's call it quits. Let's call it tonight.
Live from Studio J with the band Rip Shark. Untitled. All right. Okay. So once again, if we want to look you gentlemen up, that's going to be Bandcamp, Facebook. You said Instagram?
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
We're okay.
On Instagram. Yeah, that's where all the shenanigans end up.
Yeah. Not a big fan of social media for our personal lives, so we kind of do it in a mockingly fun way, I think, but
you're gonna have to. I mean, yep. You got to be really careful. That's like blackmail photos, you know. I remember when I finished up my master's program, the professors actually told us, make sure you clear up all photos that you don't want the entire world to see, because when you start applying for jobs, believe me, they're gonna look you up if they can.
Yeah, they definitely do.
It's clean fun.
Good clean fun.
Nothing wrong with clean fun, but, you know, there's a lot of people that just have no sense. Some of the pictures you see of them sometimes. It's like, really? You want everybody to see you like that? Okay.
Makes you wonder.
Yeah. That's one of the great things about when I was growing up. No one has pictures like that.
Or it wasn't plastered on the internet and, you know, set in stone.
No, it was easy just to take the picture and tear it up or burn it, you know.
Right, and then it didn't exist anymore.
Now, as long as you have a computer, you can keep it permanently. All righty. Looks like we got time for a couple more.
Yeah, for sure. We've got two more.
Two more.
Sounds good.
This one's called Manifest Destiny.
She looks pretty good. She looks pretty good at every angle. Red, blue, and green streets are dancing across my TV screen. Well, she's on the runway. Good enough for Hollywood. Now she's on the runway. Let's turn it on. Thank you.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Rip Shark. Once again, Joe, Greg, Mike, thanks so much for coming down, playing for us.
Thanks for having us.
Had a good time. It looks like you guys did too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, please come back soon, and we got one more.
One more. This is called All the Same, last track on Ripped Off. Haunt themselves, we could stop trying to attempt to be so nice and just be nice and just be nice. Cigarettes for other kids in their parents' backyard, staying hid from the policeman. His black crown fit bends in corners looking for someone to trick. It's all right. On the upswing, bundled up but cold, with immunity to die for. 'Cause in the long run, we're all dead. Telling lies, scammers and cheats, in some dark lit alley of some dead end streets. Politicians and the corporate elites shaking hands with each other on the TV screen. It's all the same. It's all the same. It's all the same.
was brought to you by your household name. It's all the same.